Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Tuesday, October 12th, 2010. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and answering the phones. When you call in to 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, we are still hoping that Norman Finkelstein is going to be joining us on the air today. It's up in the air. Unfortunately, our primary contact person had a medical emergency, and you know, their health is more important to me than getting Norman on the phone. So I told him stay home and rest. But Norman has been given our number and our schedule, and they're going to try and get him to call into the show, but it's kind of up in the air. That's okay. We have lots and lots of stuff to talk about, and we're going to start off the show here today with what is starting to be called Foreclosure Gate. We started using that word a couple of days ago, and we have been reporting on these very strange circumstances where people are being foreclosed on who are not delinquent in their payments. We reported on a couple of stories where people were being foreclosed on. They didn't even have a mortgage. Their properties were paid off, and yet foreclosure papers existed for the bank to try and take away their home. And now we're seeing that it's happening on a pretty regular basis across the country. And what's starting to come out here is the evidence is that because the titles for the properties were so confused and lost in this whole mortgage-backed security and bundling nonsense that went on during the 1990s, that the banks are kind of taking a little bit of a shortcut. And these so-called foreclosure mills that we've been talking about are actually engaging in the artificial creation, i.e. the forgery, of the documents needed to say, I actually own this house and I'm going to foreclose on it. They even have a price list. You know, and you go down and it says, create missing intervening agreement. So much and so forth the price. Cure defective assignment. Fix that document. Recreate collateral file. In other words, they're just printing up the documents to say, we own the property and we have to foreclose. That's it. It's a fraud. It's a forgery. They're faking the documents to take people's homes away from them. And in the case of where they go after a home that is actually paid for, you know, the fraud is becoming exposed. These are counterfeit mortgages that may not have ever existed. And foreclosures that are based on these counterfeit mortgages are obviously a fraud. And they're starting to call it Foreclosure Gate. The attorney generals in 40 of the 50 states have started investigations. Because what they're finding out now is the title insurance companies and the mortgage industries are in the middle of this massive fraud. They understand these pretty printed pieces of paper are rapidly becoming totally worthless. Ben Bernanke is going to start up those printing presses again for a new round of quantitative easing to make it look like the country is wealthy. Most of that money is going to wind up in the pockets of the bankers and the CEOs as bonuses. Something like 8% of the total cash of the United States of America is going to executive bonuses on Wall Street. 8%! It's a huge amount of money. And, you know, this is a system that has failed the American people, and they're rewarding themselves left and right, you know, because Ben just turns on, you know, that printing press, and the money, the paper money cranks out. But the banks know the paper money is not going to be worth much any longer. The scramble is on to grab the real wealth of the nation by hook or by crook. And it's mostly by crook. That's what's coming out. And as I was saying yesterday, the real question we have to ask, we've got 4,000 homeless people just on Oahu, and this is a little tiny place. We have 4,000 homeless people. How many of them had their homes taken through fraud? It's not enough for Bank of America to say, okay, you caught us, we're going to stop doing this for a while, or at least until after the election. How do we make good on all those people who have had their homes taken with these counterfeit mortgages and these fraudulent foreclosure documents? It is a huge scandal. It is the fraud of the century and last century. Let's put it in its proper scale. This is the largest financial swindle in history against the American people. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Foreclosure Gate, the growing awareness among the nation's financial institutions and the media and the public at large that this firestorm of foreclosures that have hit America's homeowners may be in significant portion fraudulent. The documents proving title ownership by a bank or a mortgage company may be counterfeit. They have identified companies that are producing counterfeit, fake documents because they can't find the real ones. And in many cases, the real ones may never have existed. There is no control on this whatsoever. 23 states have halted all foreclosure proceedings while they look into this thing. The attorney generals of 40 states are starting investigations and possible prosecutions. The bankers just said, well, you know, we can't find out who's really got the homes. Just start grabbing them. We need the money. The way the mortgage modification, the Home Loan Modification Act was set up so that the banks were going to make more money foreclosing on homes than working with the homeowners to keep them in there. And so what happened here is the banks have gone on a foreclosure spree because they understand the money that is owed on the house is now worthless. The thing of value is the house itself. Well, let's go grab those. That's what we want. That's, you know, we're owed the homes because we're the bankers and the system is set up to make us rich and them poor. And that's the way that God said it should be. And so they've gone on this foreclosure spree. They're stealing your homes. They've got a bunch of pretty printed pieces of paper to tell you it's all legal and moral and just. But they're stealing your homes. And homeowners are starting to fight back. We had another story where somebody, his home was about to foreclose. He burned it to the ground. What are they going to do? Throw him in jail? At least he's going to have a roof over his head and a couple of meals every day. This is the biggest swindle against the American people by the nation's financial institutions since TARP. I know it hasn't been all that long, but they've set a new record. They're going for the gold. How to screw the American people just a little bit more. Counterfeit mortgages, forged foreclosure documents, and it's all being laundered through the bank so it looks like it's legitimate, but it isn't. Just because something comes from the bank doesn't mean it's legal and just. I mean, Bernie Madoff with the loot. Guy helped found NASDAQ. The most, probably one of the most respected people on Wall Street, and he was a crook. There's a saying on Wall Street, when the tide goes out, you find out who's swimming around naked. Well, the tide has gone out on the home loan foreclosure scandal, and everybody's swimming around naked. They're all criminals. They're all criminals out there. Now, how are we going to sort out this mess? You know, the bankers are saying, well, we're all victims of the bundled mortgages. We don't know where the paperwork is. We had to do something to keep ourselves in business. So, you know, basically what they're saying is because they don't know which homes to foreclose on, they're going to foreclose on all of them. Okay? Now, at my website, I put up a picture of Snidely Whiplash. I don't know if you're a big fan of Jay Ward cartoons. I was growing up. I used to go down to the Dudley Do-Right Emporium on Sunset Avenue in Hollywood all the time. I don't even know if it's still there. I presume it is. I'm old enough to remember when the Rocky and Bullwinkle statue out in front of Jay Ward's office was actually Crusader Rabbit and Raglan T. Tiger. A little bit of Hollywood trivia most of you probably don't realize. There's another set of statues inside those statues. There used to be a button on the front of the statue, and you'd push it, and Bullwinkle Moose would come out with a random statement like, "You're from West Covina?" Which was kind of annoying because at that time I actually did live in West Covina. But I digress. Snidely Whiplash is sort of the modern reincarnation of the melodrama villain who was the mortgage holder. And there's a reason that this image has become the stereotype of the mortgage industry, an icon of the mortgage industry in our nation's pop culture. This is how they behave. Somebody didn't just sit down and say, well, we're going to take an honest, upright, working banker and we're going to make him a villain just because we feel like doing it. The bankers earned that image and reputation, and they're doing it all over again. They really are like that. They're grabbing homes, and we're finding out in a lot of cases they don't have the title. They don't have the legal right to do it. They're just grabbing the property because that's what's left of the wealth of this nation. Okay? Now, how do we fix this mess? There actually is a solution. The bankers won't agree to it. The government won't agree to it. But I think it's probably the only way out of this mess, absent a revolution and sending all the bankers to the guillotine. Let's dull the blade on that thing. It makes them jump a lot more when it falls. I'm a big fan of the earlier books of Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six and before, before he got very self-indulgent and very politically compromised here. And the books are fun to read. They portray the U.S. intelligence agencies and the military as we would like to think that they are. We know it's all complete lies and fantasy, but they're fun to read anyway. He does have a dose of very real analysis in the pages. We know that Hunt for Red October was based on a real defection by a Soviet ship. Red Storm Rising was actually outlined through playing the naval war simulation game Harpoon. That's where he got the storyline for that. No. Now, one of the books he has is called Debt of Honor, and part of the plot of this book involves a deliberate takedown of the American stock market, crashing it, and together with that, sabotaging all the computer systems so the records of who bought what and who owns what are completely erased, and it throws the American market into chaos. And the idea of the plotters is that this chaos will take down the American financial system. And the hero of the book, Jack Ryan, basically, Wines says, okay, well, look, if it's not written down, it didn't happen. Let's just wind everything back to the last place where we have good records and say, this is the point we're going to start and move forward from. And, of course, it works brilliantly in the stock market, and then Jack Ryan saves the country and the world, and we have a happy ending, more or less. Well, as absurd as it sounds, that may be the only way out of this mess. Let's go back to the last time where we had a good set of solid titles, where we knew where people were supposed to be, who was in what home, and who owned the title on that home, before the mortgage bundling that destroyed the real estate market in this country. Let's just take everything back to the mid-1990s, before the stuff really got out of control. Or the early 2000s. I'm going to work on this and find an ideal date that we should do, but just say that, you know, once those mortgage-backed securities, find the date that those started to be put together and offered as investments with the toxic assets. Let's go to that point in time, step one day earlier, and say, those are the records that we're going to be operating on starting tomorrow. And everything that happened in between, all of the trillions of dollars that evaporated into thin air, doesn't exist anymore. It's written off. And the people who are supposed to be in their homes go back into their homes. The businesses come back in, you know, the jobs come back, everything gets... Let's unwind the damage. Because they can't sort out this mess. I don't think the banks and foreclosure and mortgage companies said, let's start faking the foreclosure documents just because they felt like doing it. They had to know when it became exposed, as is happening right now, there should be a huge backlash of people running down and setting fire to their local bank branches. Okay? They had to know this is not something that they could do and get away with easily, even with the complicity of the media. Although the media is now starting to say, yeah, this is a problem. I understand even Barack Obama got hit with some of these what are called robo-signing shops that are going out there, and, you know, you don't want to do that. It's that reckless. I don't think the banks and mortgage companies did it just on a lark. I think they were looking at this mess of saying, we don't know where any of the paperwork went in these mortgage-backed securities. We don't know who's got the title on these properties. All we know is we're administering the loan and the loan is delinquent. We got to move forward on the basis of that. And I think they just started and figured we just do it a little bit, and it became expedient and it just cascaded and it got out of control. And now it is a national economic scandal. And it is a huge, huge mess. It's completely discredited. Not that they had any credibility left, but it's discredited America's financial institutions. It is a complete disaster. And you got to come back, and you got, if you know somebody who's lost their home or is losing their home, you need to make them aware of this. There is a massive epidemic of foreclosures that are based on fraud and forged document and counterfeit mortgages. And it's all laundered through the bankers because they get a piece of the action, just like the mafia. The American dream of private home ownership is evaporating before our eyes. It's not evaporating, it's being murdered by the banking institution. And they're being criminal about it. And as I said, it is not sufficient for the state and federal governments to come in and say, well, you got to stop doing the foreclosures until we can figure out what the heck you're doing wrong here. How do we undo the damage that's already been done? How do we find those millions of Americans who lost their homes to fraud by the banks and mortgage companies and restore them to their rightful property? Or is the government just going to say, well, we'll sue the banks and we'll spend the money on the general public behalf, as they so often do when they catch an industry engaging in this kind of criminality? The government says, well, we're going to sue for punitive damages and we'll get a settlement of $27 billion, which we will spend for the general welfare. Meaning it goes for the same kind of, you know, it goes to Israel and it goes to the war and it goes to cronyism and it goes to whatever, and nothing ever really gets done for the country again. But if you are a homeowner facing foreclosure, or you're a former homeowner who lost your home, you should be very angry right now. Angry enough to kill. That your home may have been taken from you through fraud and forgery and counterfeited documents and shortcut processes, like these paper servers who are claiming to have served foreclosure documents on families and they never even show up. They're just there for the money. They say, yeah, yeah, we served all these documents. Give me a check. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy. We're talking about foreclosure gate. This is the biggest swindle, the biggest screwing of the American people in history. What is CNN reporting on right now? Well, a federal judge has just ordered the military to not enforce don't ask, don't tell. And don't get me wrong. I support the gay community being able to have, all the respect, that anybody else in our community is supposed to have. But this doesn't affect all of our lives the way foreclosure gate does, and it's not getting the media attention, especially ahead of the election. Do you know why? Same reason the Gulf oil disaster. The Obama administration let it happen. Everything that is going on with the fake foreclosure documents, the counterfeit mortgages, the laundering through the banks is illegal. The executive branch's responsibility to the American people is to enforce the laws. Whether you agree with the laws or not is irrelevant. If you don't like the law, go to Congress, go to the Supreme Court. But as long as it is the law that you are not going to screw the American people out of their homes, it's got to be enforced by the executive branch. Unfortunately, the FBI, of course, is too busy raiding peace activists' homes and stuff like that to be bothered to actually do their job. But this is another one. It comes right on Obama's lap. Remember that sign that Harry Truman had on the desk in the Oval Office? The buck stops here. And that's absolutely true. We're getting some very troubling indicators from insiders in the White House that Obama just isn't even interested in doing the job of president. He just wants to go out and make speeches and look good and stand in front of the cameras and say, yes, look at me. Pure sociopathic personality here. All right, so somebody in the chat room was saying it's time for a universal worldwide debt wipeout, and that's absolutely correct. And you need to understand that in ancient times, back when most civilized nations actually prohibited usury, one time the Catholic Church prohibited it, it was banned. Islam still bans usury. Their loans are all loan plus flat fee. The Templars got around the ban on usury by calling it rent, so forth and so on. But the bottom line is it was recognized long ago that interest on money in a large scale can be very destructive of a society and its economy. It tends to concentrate the wealth into a very few hands, destabilize the society, and cause it to collapse. Especially when you're in a country where every piece of money or currency in circulation is the proceed of a loan, it is a hopeless situation. You cannot avoid a crash. It has to happen sooner or later. It's just everybody goes along and says, well, our great-grandchildren, they'll deal with it. It'll be their mess to clean up here. But in ancient times, in ancient Rome, they actually used to have something called the Jubilee. And it actually began, I believe, if I'm correct, with the ancient Israelites, and it was adopted as a custom by the Romans, which was every 50 years, all debts were wiped out. Everything was zeroed out, returned to status quo ante, and the process would start over again. And basically, it was done as a safety valve, because it recognized that banking and interest, especially compound interest, destabilize an economy and a nation and can bring it down. When Rome abandoned the Jubilee, because the bankers bribed the emperors to say, well, we can't do that anymore, Rome eventually collapsed. How did Rome collapse? It was never conquered from without. It collapsed from its debts. For the same reason the United States collapsed from its debts, because when you have, you're borrowing all your money from a private bank, you owe more money to the bank than is actually in existence, which is exactly where we are right here. When you talk about the trillions of dollars owed by the U.S. government to the Federal Reserve and all these other debts that are out there, they involve money that never existed in the first place, was never put into circulation, was never used to stimulate the economy. It's all made up phantom illusionary debt, and that is the lever that the banks are using to enslave everybody. And they're hoping that they can just now start grabbing all the real estate and all the homes and everything, and we'll be so trapped by our belief that this is somehow moral and just that we won't stand up and fight back against them. And of course, all bankers make that mistake. It's not a coincidence that when the French Revolution began, long before they put the king and queen on that guillotine, the bankers went first. For exactly this kind of behavior. So, yeah, it's time for a new jubilee. You want to avoid a revolution? You want to avoid a global revolution? You want to avoid the bloodshed? It's time for a jubilee. Wipe out all the debts, and everybody gets to start over. The economy would explode like a Christmas tree. Everything would light up, and we'd say, wow, yeah, we can start over. Let's start building the nation back up again. If we're not spending all of our lives working and giving everything to the bankers, then we can work and just as hard, and now we can spend the money on repairing the roads and building new bridges and repairing the infrastructure and better schools and better hospitals. We can rebuild this nation if we just erase all those little made-up numbers in that ledger. And until we do that, our nation is on the path to collapse and revolution. And it's happening all around the world. Iceland's already gotten rid of one government. Looks like they're going to, may get rid of a second one. Absolutely, erasing all the debts would get everybody going again, would start the economy up again. The bankers don't like it because the bankers use that debt to control everything. It's like that wonderful little clip from the movie The International. Banks use debt to enslave people. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the money addicts on Wall Street who would gladly see this nation utterly destroyed and laid ruin as long as they can add another little zero to their bank account and wave it in front of all their friends and neighbors. Look how much I have more zeros than you do. I have a bigger pile of cash in my living room that I roll around on naked and have orgasms than you do. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that bonuses on Wall Street this year are expected to be around $144 billion. Okay? Now, get ready for a shock, because according to Zero Hedge, $144 billion is 8% of the total money supply of the nation. The investment bankers on Wall Street are going to get, as their Christmas bonuses this year, 8% of all the money in the United States currently in circulation. Now, where are they going to get all this money? They're not getting it from providing services to the American people. They're not getting it from, you know, actually taking, you know, stimulating the economy. They're getting it from the stimulus, the quantitative easing, the TARP, being shoveled to the bankers by Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. Now, where's Ben Bernanke getting the money? He's just printing it up. He's printing it up. And there are two aspects of this you need to remember. One, when the Federal Reserve prints up money and shoves it at Wall Street, it is considered a loan. Who gets to repay it? You do, and your children, and your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. It is all issued on your charge card, USA Card Inc., or whatever it's going to be called. The other aspect of it is, of course, as they print up this new money, the individual dollars become worth less and less. As Ben Bernanke prints up $144 billion to shower all over the Wall Street bankers, the money that you have sitting in your cookie jar, under your mattress, whatever, is losing value. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. Gas prices and food prices are heading up. It's not that the gas is any better or the food any more nutritious. In fact, quite the contrary. It's that the dollars you have already worked for and have in your possession are being eroded of value. When this nation was founded, and this, silver, was the money, you controlled the worth of the money that you owned. There was nothing the government or the bankers or the corporations could do to change the value of the money you held in your hands because it had intrinsic worth. Once we all got swindled, right after John F. Kennedy was killed, and we all got swindled into abandoning the silver coins, and the silver certificates were taken out of circulation and replaced with these Federal Reserve notes, which are not units of wealth, they're units of debt, then control of the wealth, control of the worth of the money, passed from the hands of the people to the hands of the bankers. And whenever they feel like it, they can say, well, we've decided, you know, our business will be better if the dollar is worth only half of what it was yesterday. And the dollar is now at a 15-year low. And if you go down to the local coin store and you try and buy one of these, you will realize it takes a lot more than just one of these to get them now. And that will tell you just how much your monetary supply has been debased by the bankers. Because the real worth goes into their pockets. The bankers still do business with each other in silver and gold bullion. You know, they have no use for this stuff. This stuff is for the slaves to play with and think that they actually have money. We're going to go to the phones. Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I originally wasn't going to bring this up, but since you were just talking about gold and silver, Webster Tarpley brought up an excellent point about a month ago on his own show about gold or silver or whatever you want to call what you have backing your money doesn't make a difference, that all money is fiat. And there's actually a clip on YouTube. All you got to do is put in "all money is fiat," and Webster Griffin Tarpley explains how it's not the money or what's backing it, it's the productivity and the prosperity of the economy what matters.
I disagree with him, obviously, on that point here, because the question is, you know, is the money a unit of worth or a unit of debt? Now, when the United States government was set up back in 1776, the model was very simple. The government printed up the money, they spent it into circulation to acquire what the government needed for, you know, to do the government's business. Then the money would circulate through the society, the population, to support commerce there, and then the government would take that money back through taxation. And it was just this closed little loop. And the money was there, constantly being used, but nobody had to pay interest on the use of the currency. Under the private central bank model, the government borrows the money from the Federal Reserve, then spends it into circulation. It flows through, the population, then gets brought back in taxes and has to be repaid back to the private central bank with interest. The monetary systems functionally are identical. The only difference is the bankers are getting a piece of the action. They provide no value or service in exchange for that. It is simply something that they've managed to bribe and bully their way into acquiring.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And a truly sovereign nation would be creating its own money to run its economy for the people of the nation to do business amongst themselves, and they wouldn't have private banks pretending to have this wealth to get loans from. The government itself would loan out the money to the people. You want a mortgage? Sure. You get it from the government. You pay back the government.
Well, no, that's you know, I mean, you're still going to have banks, okay? You're still going to have banks. Okay, because banking is something where money gets collected together to be used on large scale projects, and maybe the bank should be controlled by the government, as you say. But the primary difference that we're addressing here is that when the American Revolution was fought, one of the revolutionary things that it did was to abandon the Bank of England model, of a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, which Thomas Jefferson recognized was inevitably going to destroy whatever economy it was dealing with. And if, you know, if you look at some of the serious economic hardships that London of the day was going through, and you'll see that, yeah, it's, you know, if you're an empire and you're constantly conquering other places to pay off the interest to the bank, it can work. But when you stop getting that ever larger pool of either conquerees or borrowers to generate the new money with which to pay the interest on the old money, the whole thing's going to come crashing down. And if they establish a global reserve banking system, which they're trying to push right now, once everybody on planet Earth is in debt up to their eyeballs, the whole system has to come crashing down. There's no way to keep it moving forward. A crash is inevitable, and that's why we have to say right now, we cannot allow this to move forward. We have had three private central banks issuing the public currency in the United States. All three have brought our nation to the end, to the edge of ruin. It is time to say enough. The first two were shut down. It's time to shut this one down and go back to the financial model that worked for the American people.
Yeah, like the colonies had before the Revolution. They made their colonial script.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what? The most important thing they had printed on there, it said, "To counterfeit is death," because they realized that was the most serious thing that anyone could do is to counterfeit the
money.
It's
an attack on the nation. It's an attack on the people of the nation. I agree. I think faking the money supply, you know, should be a death penalty. But when the United States freed itself from the Bank of England, and they said, "Okay, we're going to make the money a unit of value." I mean, the word dollar, its literal definition is it is a weight measure of silver. It's how much silver is in a U.S. silver dollar. Now, there's a little more metal in there as well for hardness and durability. American silver dollars are not pure silver. But the amount of silver in that silver dollar, that is what a dollar originally meant. This is not a dollar. It's a note. It's a bank note. It's a private bank note. And you know, the idea is, you know, you can't really counterfeit a silver dollar because you got to put a you got to put the silver in there to begin with. I mean, some people have tried, but it was too easy to detect a fake silver dollar or a fake gold coin because of the softness of the metal. And, you know, once you have that, the value of the money is independent of the actions of the government and the bankers. And that's what makes a stable, predictable, serviceable economy. What the bankers wanted to do was counterfeiting. That's all the Federal Reserve is. It's a legal license to counterfeit, to print up more of this money whenever they need it, because they're not shackled to actually proving that they've got something of worth on which to base it all.
Well, the
it's
best
a pyramid
thing,
scheme.
The best thing, if we had the government issuing money like the private banks do now, is that they could use all the profit that now goes to private bankers to buy their limos and their yachts and their mansions. They could use that money to run the government, and then they wouldn't have to tax us for anything.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I mean, when we talk about, you know, 1/8 of the entire cash supply in the country going to Wall Street bonuses, we begin to understand the scale of, by which, you know, our substance, to use the Declaration of Independence, has been, you know, taken away from us to support some very grand and plush standards of living at the expense of the country. I mean, you know, 104. Remember, Obama is turning around saying, well, we may spend $50 billion on fixing the entire national infrastructure, and we realize that the Wall Street, you know, execs are going to get three times that much money to put in their pocket for Christmas and go out and do whatever they feel like doing. I mean, you know, $144 billion. You know, I mean, that's more than the entire Apollo moon program cost.
Well, you know, the bankers have the power to create credit, which should be created by the government, and that is what is killing us. And
I agree.
Instead of the government creating their own money for their own uses, they borrow it from the private bankers, and we have to pay taxes to pay back the private bankers.
That's exactly the nature of the scam. That's the nature of the scam, and that and it's not what was started with this country.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
The biggest scam in the history of mankind is that we need private bankers to run our money system.
You're absolutely correct. The bank, you know, and it goes all the way back. I think that was one of the reasons why the Knights Templar ran into trouble, because, you know, they weren't heroes and they weren't saints, but they were allowed to do what others could not do: charge interest on money. They called it rent. They basically set up these incredible banking systems, and they became wealthy and powerful through these banking practices, which the Pope said they were allowed to do, but nobody else was allowed to do. We have the same situation here in the United States of America. The Federal Reserve is allowed to do things none of the rest of us are allowed to do. The Federal Reserve just prints up this money that they loan to you to buy your car and your house. But you can't print it up to pay back to them to pay off the loan. You have to work until they deign to give you enough of the paper to pay your loans off. That's the enslavement mechanism. We're not enslaved by chains of steel. We're enslaved by chains of paper.
Yeah, we're serfs toiling in the field so that they can live up in their castles.
That's exactly right here. And if you look at the amount of work that we go through to take care of ourselves and our loved ones, versus the amount of work that we have to go through to support the government and the bankers' interests and stuff, you'll realize we're in the same amount of work for self, work for the masters, as the Roman slaves and the medieval serfs and the antebellum blacks. It's 50-50. Half of our work goes for ourselves, and the other half is harvested off for the owners of the ranch. We are not a free people. We are every bit the slaves that the medieval serfs were. And this idea that these Wall Street executives who have wrecked the economy for the rest of the country are still pulling in $144 billion in bonuses tells you how completely screwed up the system is.
Are you familiar with Ellen Brown in her book, Web of Debt?
Yes.
Yeah, because she gets closer to the point than anyone out there that I've seen so far.
Well, you know, the bottom line is we have to learn from history. We've had three of these private central banks. All three have brought the nation to the edge of destruction. It is time to call it quits. It is time to tear down the privately owned central bank that hijacked the nation's economy for their own benefit and their own greed and say, it's time to stop. And we got to go back to the system that worked for the people. We fought a revolution against the Bank of England to be free of that kind of debt slavery, only to have our own government sell us back into it three times.
Yes.
We've got to stop that cycle.
What I call it is sovereign money. We need a sovereign monetary system, not a private debt system.
We had one, and we let it go foolishly. The Congress voted it through on Christmas break, 1913. And, you know, the media in the 1960s said, oh, we don't need silver coins. We don't need silver certificates. You know, just those Federal Reserve notes, they're just as good. Really, they're just as, you should use those. And I think probably that was one of the biggest early betrayals of the American people by the corporate media, to sell us this idea that these Federal Reserve notes were money when they're not. They're debt. They're indebtedness. And the instant the first Federal Reserve note went into circulation, more money was owed to the Federal Reserve banking system than is actually in existence, and that means we can never pay it off. We're never going to get out of debt. It is a one-way trip into debt slavery. The banks control the debt, and through the debt, they control the world. It is an enslavement mechanism. If slavery has come to the United States of America.
And in the movie The Matrix, the aliens represent the private bankers, and the agents represent the government employees out to make sure that everyone stays in line and keeps paying their money to the bankers. But in the movie, they were just sucking off of us our energy with all the tubes stuck in our bodies.
Yeah, basically that's it. Well, that's what taxation is. You know,
exactly.
They're basically feeding on our life energy because, you know, we are useful. We go out. We perform the tasks we're supposed to. And, the system feeds on us like vampires, and if it's a symbiotic relationship, we can go along with it. Yes, I will work a portion of my life in service to the government as long as the government is returning the favor by providing something of value to us. We are no longer in that symbiotic relationship. It has become parasitic. The government and bankers take from us, and they're not giving anything back. The roads are crumbling. The bridges are collapsing. You know, all we're getting back is a lot of smoke and mirrors and illusion about, oh, well, we're going to make sure that, you don't die from too much carbon dioxide. And that's got to be worth at least another, $400 trillion of your money in the coming decades. And
now,
it's all hoax.
And in The Matrix, there was one line. It was spoken twice during the movie by two different characters, once by the bad guy and once by the good guy. And mm-hmm. That line is, you pay your taxes.
Yes.
And that is the energy that the bankers get and the government take from us by us paying taxes.
That's exactly right. And like I said, when you have a symbiotic relationship between the the taxpayer in the government or the customer in the banks, and it's symbiotic, that's okay. That's acceptable. But we're not in that symbiotic relationship anymore. It is pure parasitism. We have a group of overlords in government and finance who see us all simply as a herd of animals to be harvested. And the goal clearly is to extract the maximum amount of work product, i.e. money, from us for the minimum amount of upkeep.
The tick is now bigger than the dog, and the dog is about to die.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And when this dog dies, the parasites will simply leap onto a new dog. Because from a flea's point of view, dogs are a divine right.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, we're going to let you go. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've been spending a lot of time talking about the economy and the bankers. And the bottom line here is it is time to wake up and face the fact that the wonderful nation of the United States of America that we were all taught that we lived in school does not exist. It has been hijacked, subverted, plundered by the private bankers who are in business not to serve the public interest, but to serve themselves by hook, by crook, by counterfeit mortgage, by forged foreclosure documents. And like I said, looking at that image of Snidely Whiplash from the old Dudley Do-Right cartoons, there is a reason that that has become the iconic image of the banker and mortgage lender in the United States pop culture. They've earned it. It's not an unfair characterization. They've earned it. Now, the big question I have right now is, why are we not getting angry about this? France is in the middle of their third national strike in 1 month. Kudos to the French. Hooray for the French. They have got balls Americans can only dream of. Now, at the risk of sounding just a little bit out there, because longtime listeners and readers know, I've been saying, where is the anger and outrage in America that we're seeing this done to our nations and our lives and our families? And we can't seem to find that anger and rage anywhere in us. And I've been getting a lot of emails on this subject, and I haven't been paying much attention to them. But I finally did a little digging and found out France does not fluoridate their drinking water. In fact, fluoridation of water is pretty much unknown in Europe, because those governments, who are responsive to the needs of their civil population, have determined it's quite unsafe. And so I said, it's unsafe? We're always being told it's great for our teeth and it's healthy for us to be drinking this fluoride, this sodium fluoride chemical. And then we find out that sodium fluoride is a key component of Prozac. It's tranquilizer. Oh, well, is it good for the teeth? If it's painted directly on your teeth through toothpastes, dental treatment, or fluoride mouthwash, yes, it will reduce or delay tooth decay. But in those applications, you spit it out. You don't swallow it down inside your gut. There is no evidence that drinking fluoride in your drinking water actually reduces tooth decay. In fact, I found this story on the Washington Post that says drinking fluoride in your tap water may actually cause more harm than good to your teeth. Well, why are they putting it in there? Well, apparently because it is a tranquilizer. And apparently the Nazis used to put fluoride in the drinking water of all their slave labor camps. The Soviets used to dose the drinking water in the gulags with sodium fluoride. And I know we've all seen the obvious propaganda about anybody who complains about fluoride having to be a nut and a kook case, and in times past that kind of work. But looking back on it, and I remember two examples, the movie Dr. Strangelove, where General Jack D. Ripper is going on and on about why can't I find pure water before he kills himself. And another movie, the original Our Man Flint, where the actor they have pretending to be the president, as they drag him off, he starts screaming about fluoride in the water. And looking back on that, we recognize the same kind of media demonization of people who were trying to ask serious questions, as we see more recently with like 9/11, TWA 800, the banking system. We look back in hindsight with our new wisdom and recognize that was a propaganda campaign to ridicule people without addressing their questions. We'll be right back in 1 minute.